Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do. And you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hi everybody, it's Yaz, and tonight I'm doing an episode for the guys. I'm usually doing episodes for the women, but tonight we got to give them fair share. So tonight we're going to talk about why you can't find a good woman. So many guys have said to me, you know, I just can't find a good woman, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys some things to watch out for, okay? Because it goes both ways. You hear about the women complain all the time, oh, I can't find a good man, I can't find a good man. Well, you know what? There are some good men out there that can't find good women. That goes that way too. So, okay, these are the type of women you guys should avoid. All right, you meet a girl. Now, if she's talking about her ex all the time, don't waste your time, okay? Because she obviously is still not over him. I mean, it's one thing if she's just going to tell you what happened and why they broke up. But if she's constantly bringing up her ex, watch out. That's a flag, you know, that she might be somebody that you don't want to waste your time with, okay? Another type of woman that you might want to avoid is a woman who has, let's say, a bunch of different kids from different fathers, okay? Now, I understand that things happen and there are people that do have babies from different fathers or different mothers. But if it's something like she's got 3, 4, 5 different baby fathers, that's somebody who really doesn't know what they're doing, okay? Who's made poor decisions and poor choices either in men or in her life. So if she's making poor decisions that way, that'll be somebody that won't be a great person to get involved with because they have poor judgment, okay? Another type of woman you guys should avoid is a woman who's got money problems. If she's always complaining to you about money, oh, I don't have money for this, or I don't have money for my hair or my nails, or can you help me out with my phone bill? Now, I've had guy friends of mine say that they met a woman and right off the bat, the woman is asking them for money. You know, can you help me out with my phone bill? Can you help me out? If a woman is asking you for money right away, she doesn't even know you well, you guys haven't been dating for a long time, get rid of her, okay? She's no good. She's looking at you as a cash cow. Don't waste your time, okay? Another type of woman you guys want to avoid is a woman who's into bad boys or bad type of men. A woman who's attracted to a guy that treats her badly. Because if she hasn't grown up or she's immature and she's still into those type of guys, you know, that treated her badly, she's not going to appreciate a good guy, okay? So that's not a woman that you want to waste your time with, okay? There are women out there that have a good guy and they don't appreciate them because they've been around so many bad guys. They think that's all their worth is because a lot of those women have low self-esteem. That's why they go for those type of men. So that's not a woman that you want to deal with. Okay, The next type of woman you want to avoid, now this is if you're looking for a relationship, okay? If you meet a woman and all she does is talk about sex up front, and she's very, very open sexually, or she talks about how she's had a lot of different sexual partners and, you know, there's nothing wrong with friends with benefits and sleeping around. Some guys are going to be like, oh, this is great. You know, oh, a woman that's open sexually and everything like that. Well, if you're just interested in sex, that's one thing. Okay. But one thing you got to remember is if she's talking to you very upfront about sex right away, she is talking to other men like that, or she's been around. So if she's sitting there and right off the bat, she's sending you nude photos and she doesn't think anything's wrong with that, and she's doing it in the very, very beginning, you can trust and believe that she's done that with other men, okay? If she's looking to sleep with you right away, she's probably done that before with other men. But that's not everybody. That's not everybody, okay? I mean, there are some women that haven't been with a man and then they just fall for somebody and they may end up having sex with that man right away. It doesn't necessarily mean that she's slept around. So you really have to look at her pattern, you know, and the way you do that is by talking to her and, you know, diving into her past and her past relationships. That'll tell you really what kind of woman she is. Okay, the next type of woman you guys should avoid is if she's clingy and she's not independent. Now, a lot of guys complain about this. Oh, she's always, you know, she wants me to be with her all the time. And, you know, I can't even get together with my friends. I can't even go to my family's house. She's always like, why do you have to go there? Why can't you be with me? You want a woman that's independent, you guys, okay? You want a woman that has her own life, that has her own thing, that doesn't need you around 24/7, okay? This way, you could do things that you enjoy. Maybe you like to play a sport. Maybe you like to go to the gym. Maybe you like to get together with friends once in a while, okay? So you need somebody that is respectful of that and gives you a little bit of space, because nobody likes to be smothered. You want a woman that's independent and got her own thing going, whether she's busy with her work, or maybe she belongs to a group or does a hobby of some sort. So you don't want a clingy type of woman, okay? The next thing is you don't want a materialistic type of woman, okay? You don't want somebody that's obsessed with labels. Oh, I have to wear Louis Vuitton this, or I have to wear Christian Dior that, or I only wear Gucci shoes, or I only have a Gucci handbag. If she's very, very materialistic, you better have a fat wallet to shell out, okay? Because that's where her interests are. So unless you're looking to do that, don't bother, okay? If you have to worry about, you know, everything's got to be a designer label, or, you know, she only wants a guy that's got, you know, driving a Porsche or a Mercedes-Benz, don't bother, okay? Okay, another type of woman that you guys want to avoid is if she doesn't care about your kids or your family. Now, if she doesn't, if you have kids, you want a woman that's going to take interest in your kids, that's going to ask about your kids. Or if you're close with your family, she'll ask about them, you know, because that's being respectful of your partner. So if she takes no interest whatsoever in your kids, don't bother. And this goes for a lot of divorced men, because there's a lot of divorced men that have told me they'll meet a younger girl. This happens a lot, that has never been married and has no kids. And the younger girl has no interest in their kids or doesn't understand why the fathers have to spend time with their kids. Why can't they spend time with them? So if she's not understanding of the fact that you have kids, get rid of her, okay? Don't waste your time. Another type of woman that you should avoid is a woman who's been burned by guys in the past and hasn't gotten over it. If she's still whining and complaining about how the guys did her dirty, her past relationships, and she's, you know, obsessing about it, and it's all you hear, don't bother, okay? Because she's damaged and she hasn't moved on, and, you know, she probably needs some major therapy. Because we've all been burned in the past. I think everybody's been burned in the past. But you know what? You have to look at every new relationship, every new person you meet as a fresh one. You judge that person on their actions and how they are with you, okay? You don't want anybody that's an emotional mess, anybody that's too emotional, okay? That's, you know, that starts crying at the drop of a hat, that can't pull themselves together, okay? You don't want to have to always be somebody's therapist, all right? So my biggest thing to tell you guys, you know, I know you look at all the women on Instagram, you look at all the women on Facebook, and you say, oh, wow, I want a beautiful, hot girl and everything like that. Don't always look at the looks, okay? Because you could have a beautiful woman, but if she has a horrible personality or she's a selfish person, that woman, I don't care how good looking she is, she'll make your life miserable, okay? You should want a woman that you're attracted to and you do have a sexual attraction to, but there's got to be more there. When you're waking up on a Saturday morning after you just had sex with somebody the night before, you want to be able to sit there and be able to have a conversation, have breakfast with somebody and enjoy that company, not be like, oh, here's your coffee, get out. Here's your coffee to go, right? You don't want that. So, and you don't want a woman who's selfish. If she's always talking about herself and everything is about her and me, 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 and I. You don't want a woman who's selfish, and you don't want a woman who's disrespectful to your family. Now, your family might not get along with her, but if she's a good person, she'll know how to conduct herself and she won't be disrespectful. I mean, we all have boiling points and stuff like that, but out of respect for you, she'll, you know, she won't say anything that's blatantly disrespectful. So that's it, you guys. That's the type of women you should avoid. There are a lot of good women out there. When you do meet a good woman, you should appreciate a good woman. And my advice to you is, don't just look at the looks, because that's what most people do right off the bat, is they're thinking sexually, like, oh boy, I'd like to hit the sheets with this person, this guy or this girl. Boy, I want to get it on with them. You have to look at the whole person. You have to look at their track record. I say it all the time. What kind of person you're dealing with? Are they kind-hearted? You know, do they have your back? You know, these are the kind of things that are very important that make you happy, you guys. It's not all about the looks, okay? So I hope that helps. And you guys, if you like my podcast, hit the subscribe button and have a great night. Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about a great company that gives you cash back for shopping. They have all the major retailers on there. Why not get cash back? It doesn't cost you anything. They have Amazon on there. You could get up to 8% back for anything that you buy. You have Walmart, they have Macy's, eBay, Hotels.com, Old Navy, Home Depot, QVC. So check out the link. It's in my podcast details. It's tinyurl.com/askyazcashback. Okay? So shop and get money back for anything that you buy at the major retailers. It doesn't cost you anything. So check out the link in my podcast details and have a great day.